This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Tucker Donahue. Tucker, where were you when you found out that the Blue Jays had drafted you?
I was on the sofa in my living room on my computer with the draft on my computer and the draft on TV in front of me.
Did you know that it would be Toronto?
Going into the draft, not wholeheartedly. About the day before and the day of, the morning of, I started getting a lot of phone calls from them along with other teams. But I talked to the scout Joel Grimpietro from my area quite a lot, and every time he called me, it was kind of like more of a serious question, like getting closer to earlier rounds. And then I'd say about 15 minutes or so before the pick, Tinnish had called me, the scouting director, and he called me for confirmation that I would sign. So it wasn't like a surprise when it came up on the computer, but it was kind of a surprise when the fourth round started. And they were like, hey, we're going to take you if you sign. So
here you are in professional baseball. Was it anything like you expected?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun and it's, you know, carefree for the most part. The only care you have and, you know, stress you have is the stress you put on yourself about, you know, getting better and performing well. So I don't have to go home and worry about turning in a paper. You know, I don't have a test tomorrow. I don't have finals. So it is everything you would think it is. It's just baseball every day. It's all you got to do.
So what's the next area you want to get better in?
Command of my secondary pitches. I feel like I've really grown as a pitcher when it comes to, you know, my fastball command just in the short time I've been, you know, a professional pitcher. I put a lot of time into that, you know, repeating my delivery, keeping clean mechanics, and being able to move the fastball wherever I want it to go, so I can, you know, rely on command as well as velocity. And so right at the moment, I'm working on getting a secondary pitch that I can throw first strike when I need it and out of the zone when I want it to be. So I feel like that's really the key I need to, you know, get on a good roll and get the ball rolling.
How do you find that secondary pitch?
Practice.
Just over and over.
Yep. Practice until you're at the brink of too much and then shut it down for a little bit. But, you know, whether it's playing catch, working on flat ground, getting off the mound, throwing a few, really just kind of constantly having the ball in my hand so I can get the feel for it and, you know, throw pitches in my head, you know, just seeing it happen. So, you know, I can visualize it when I need to, and I can feel it in my hand and stuff like that. And really anything, you gotta just find whatever, you know, works for you, you know, make a routine out of it and just trust it when you get out there.
When did you first start pitching?
I want to say I was 8. It was like the first league that kids were allowed to pitch in, and I was a shortstop, and I was probably one of the better arms, you know, accuracy wise on the team. So the dad, who was the coach, was probably like, hey, we'll put Tucker on the mound, he'll throw the ball in the zone. So it was kind of like a backup position for me for quite a while, and then I started playing up in higher age groups, and I actually stopped pitching because of that, and I only played shortstop. And then I got to high school, and I was only playing shortstop, and I told them, hey, I can pitch a little bit too. And then by my sophomore year of high school, the coaches didn't think I needed to play shortstop anymore, so I was only pitching. I pitched in one game my sophomore year. It was the first varsity game I pitched in. Pitched well, and I went out to shortstop the next day at practice to take ground balls, and they're like, actually, you can go run poles. You're not taking ground balls anymore. So.
I heard that your high school was powerful, and Florida is known for how competitive the baseball is. How good was that team you played on?
It was the best team that never accomplished anything. We didn't win a state championship. We didn't make it out of regionals. You know, we won, I want to say, like 25 games in our season, or 20 games in our season. Won our district title every year I was there. Talent-wise, it was probably the most talented team I've ever been on. You know, Anthony Rizzo is playing first base for the Cubs right now, and he was my first baseman when I was a freshman, sophomore year. Sean Ochinco's in our organization right now. He was my catcher. We had an 11th rounder on the mound when I was a sophomore. We had a second rounder in right field, a 20th rounder in center field. Another guy who went to University of Miami for a little bit, and he ended up getting drafted his senior year from Miami. And our third baseman was drafted too. He actually played catcher with the Braves. And our shortstop was the only guy who didn't play pro ball, but he won a national championship at NAIA school. I think it was called Cumberland University, somewhere in the Carolinas. So yeah, it was the best team I've ever been on, but we didn't, you know, get anything to show for it.
Still, with those kind of teammates, was it a little bit of a come down when you went off to pitch at college?
Yeah, it was actually was. You know, you would think you come to a D1 program, you would find good talent at every position, but it's not necessarily the case because, you know, I stayed in Florida, and Florida's very competitive, so those bigger schools get the more talented players, so you kind of got to do what you got. And we were a young team, my freshman, sophomore year in college, so we didn't win a whole lot of games, but by the time we were, all of us were juniors, we were, you know, the better team on the field for the most part of the season. But yeah, it was strange going from those guys on the field with me. I showed up my freshman year in college, and I was like, you know, you're not quite as good as the guys I was playing with before. But, I mean, I had no room to talk. You know, I had a lot of things to work on, too. So we all got better as time went on.
What is the best game you've ever pitched?
I was actually asked this today, a similar question, and I'll probably give you the same answer. My junior year in college, for a team aspect, the best game I ever pitched was my junior year in college. We were in a regional in South Carolina against North Carolina State. And I got brought into our first game of the regional. We were down like 3-0 or so in the third inning. And I went out there and pitched well. And I think it was like three and two-thirds innings of relief. And that kept us in the game. We actually came back and walked off. And then 2 days later, a similar situation. I threw 4 innings of relief. I got the win in that game. It was win or go home. So from a team aspect, that was like the best game I ever pitched because it was a lot of guys relying on me and my coaches were relying on me. And I really liked that. From a personal aspect, my second start in college, my junior year, I was like an experiment, if anything, and I ended up pitching 7 shutout innings against one of our conference rivals, and that was kind of like my coming out party, I guess you could say, in college. It was kind of like, yeah, I can do this now. I'm confident, you know, I'm gonna go out there and get and do it. So I would say those three instances stick out in my mind.
Do you prefer starting or relieving?
The bullpen. The bullpen is where I belong. It's where my arm belongs. It's
why?
I like being able to come to the field every day and think I'm going to pitch and have a feeling I'm going to pitch. You know, that's probably the shortstop in me liking playing every day. I like to feel like I'm an everyday player and come out and pitch. And, you know, the game's not won in the first or second inning. It's typically won in the last third of the game. So I like to be on the mound when it matters, you know. Have the coaches turn to you in a situation to get someone out or, you know, build the bridge or whatever the case may be. But those last 3 innings seem to be the most exciting, so it's where I like to pitch the best.
Right now there are a lot of coaches here. Paul Quantrill, a special consultant in the front office. Dane Johnson, the roving pitching instructor. When those guys come down, what do they talk to you about?
I love when Dane's in town. He's probably, you know, the most intense pitching coach I've ever had. I like him so much because he expects you to pitch at a level that you're capable of and not to settle, you know, with, you know, just doing good or being good or, you know, throwing a few good pitches. And like last night, I got good results last night and I thought I threw some good pitches and I did, but, you know, he wants every pitch to be a quality pitch and we're on the same page with that. And so you're constantly getting better and his relentless style of coaching is what I really like to feed off of. And so just having him around and his intensity kind of like picks everyone's game up. And, you know, I like that, you know, it gets a little bit more serious. And when he's in town, it's like you got to show what you've been working on and show progress. And that way he leaves town with a good mental image. And so that's always your goal when he's in town, is have him leave happy.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Tucker Donahue, is there a different side of you on the mound than off the field?
I would say so. I'm probably a lot more intense and fiery on the mound than I am off the mound, outside the lines. I would say I'm pretty quiet and reserved for the most part. You know, in the bullpen during the game or in the locker room or at home, you know, I like to keep to myself. I like to be, you know, kind of reserved, and I don't like loud noises, so I try not to make them. But it's strange when, you know, they look down from the dugout and they tell me to get going. It's kind of like I flip a switch and I'm mentally a different person. And I get real competitive, and I feel like I save that competitive nature for baseball only, because it's probably not healthy to be that competitive in everything you do. So I'm happy that I choose baseball to be that type of person in. And I mean, I'm probably not the nicest guy when I'm out there, but I try to be a nice guy when I'm off the mound.
Is there a special signal that they send down from the dugout to the bullpen that you know that it's me that they want to warm up?
Yeah, it's kind of not cool. Everyone else has cool ones that they have. It's kind of like personal to them. I kind of throw from a low, like a three-quarter slot, and so Vince just kind of leans out and puts his right arm up, and I know it's me. Everyone else has something special. Like Matt Johnson talks a lot, so they put earmuffs on when they want him to pitch. And Justin Jackson's got some pretty cool hair, so like Vince will come up and do something with his hands on his hair. Eric's cool; he's a little bit smaller than most guys, so he comes out and signals for the little guy. Ian kind of throws funky, so he'll like punch from his chest. But when it's me, it's just like a real bland: put your arm out there, and I know I'm pitching. But for the most part, I'm usually up stretching at that point, so he'll see me and just point at me. So I don't get any of the cool stuff. But, yeah, I know it's me when he comes out.
Tucker, thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Good talking to you.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Tucker Donahue. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.